Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I said, you know, who else could I talk to? Oh, there's friend of the program, Brian Abraham. Brian Abraham is the farm director and the dream maker, as we call him on the Baseball Isn't Boring radio show, farm director for the Red Sox, and he had basically saw the evolution of Roman Anthony and guided him throughout his minor league journey after being drafted. And Brian had great perspective, and again, another guy smiles ear to ear, about exactly what it was like for Roman Anthony to bob and weave his way through the minor leagues and finally land in the majors. So I had more of an extensive conversation with Brian Abraham about this dynamic, about this journey, about this news that Roman Anthony, the number one prospect in baseball, the guy that Brian Abraham had been answering questions about for years upon years upon years, at least that's what it seemed, this guy was finally in the Major League uniform. All right, here's Brian. The man responsible for Roman Anthony making it to the Major Leagues, Brian Abraham, farm director, dream maker, joins me. Congratulations.
Thank you. Exciting day. Exciting day for the organization. Exciting day for Roman, I think, most importantly.
When was the first time you laid eyes on Roman Anthony?
Geez, probably our, you know, when players are drafted, they come down to Fort Myers for a rookie camp, and, you know, we give them programming, introduce them to our hitting programming, strength conditioning, medical, all those areas. So that was the first time be able to see him in Fort Myers.
What struck you about the first time you saw him?
You know, we meet a lot of kids. I think, you know, obviously highly touted out of high school, someone we had our eyes on before the draft with our amateur group, so, you know, knew who he was. But I think just immediately a lot of maturity. You know, not that other players don't provide that maturity, but I just think his presence, the consistency of personality, his willingness to take on information was something that I think was very evident early on.
What was the biggest jump that he made? In what year? You know, because obviously people make jumps and they, you know, it goes from sort of prospect to big prospect. And I kind of remember hearing his name and you sort of resistant. I'm not everybody, but I might be sort of resistant of saying, well, yeah, he's getting a lot of buzz, but really, like, is it worth it? And then you're like, oh, well, maybe it is worth it. For you, like, when was that jump?
I don't know the exact year. I'm bad with years, but I do know the year he was in Salem. You know, he was doing a lot of things really well. He was hitting the ball hard. He was pulling the ball in the air. Had really good at-bats, really good swing decisions. And his, you know, his surface numbers were not that great. His scoreboard numbers were not that great. He's playing in a big ballpark, maybe not as representative of how he was performing. But I think as we had a better understanding of what we valued as an organization, what we valued as a hitting department, a player development department, we felt the need to push him up to Greenville. And I think that transition, the conversations we had with him is like, hey, you're really doing well despite what you see in the scoreboard, and here's why. Giving him the opportunity to move up and then really seeing him make that jump to Greenville and really excel was, I think, the turning point for him.
Well, so when you make that decision, I mean, all these decisions are hard ones. Like, when is the right time? Yeah. Forget about major leagues. When is the right time to go from low A to high A to double A, whatever? Mm-hmm. What was the feeling now? Did you feel, like, convicted in it? And I know it's not just you, it's other people, but did you feel convicted in it?
I think so. You know, we have a process in place to move guys. It's certainly different for every player, but we have different boxes that players need to check. It's not just at bats. It's not just innings pitched. It's being able to transition and continue to improve while also having success where you currently are. You know, I think for us, again, a lot of the things that he was doing on the field felt like they were sustainable and were scalable to the next level. So, you know, again, hitting the ball hard, playing strong defense, good swing decisions. Those were things that we felt like that would continue to improve, and he was doing that in Salem despite, again, not seeing those numbers kind of on paper to maybe the public eye. But I think internally, kind of below the surface, we felt like there was a really strong player there, and he has shown to be that so far.
You always worry how he is also going to translate from level to level. He finally gets a AAA, and he just keeps doing what he's doing. For you, was that, you know, as a farm director, is that sort of a sigh of relief a little bit?
It's a sigh of relief. I think whenever you promote a player, there's always a little bit of uncertainty about how they'll perform at that next level. It's better competition. It's new challenges, new environment, different travel, different teams. So I think whenever a player can hit the ground running and perform, that's obviously a really good thing. I think, again, if they're trusting the training, if they have skills that we feel like will continue to scale to the major league level, and we're making decisions with the information we have in front of us, we feel pretty strongly about that being the right decision. But, you know, Roman has proven us correct so far. And, you know, I feel like with his skill set and what he's been able to improve upon and what he'll continue to improve upon at the major league level, he's going to do so up here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I was talking to, not that I need to tell you because I know you listen to every podcast, but I was talking to Perry Manassian, and he, because who they call up, the Angels call up guys quicker than anybody. I said, well, what goes into that? And he really pounded the whole mindset, you know, the maturity mindset, that thing. You know, we talk about swing decisions and skill set. Like, when did it become evident that Roman Anthony's mindset was also going to be the level it needed to be in the major leagues?
Yeah, again, I think it starts as a younger player, the ability to handle failure, the ability to work and train and improve without maybe seeing those numbers kind of always look as you would like them to look at on the scoreboard. I think the ability to make adjustments, the ability to change during the year, you know, every player is going to go through different struggles, whether it's a bad month, a bad week, just not feeling the greatest every day in the batter's box and continuing to perform up to the level that they feel like they can day in and day out. So, you know, Roman has showed that at a young age. He's continued to show that at AAA. Again, I think his ability to stay even keeled, his ability to trust in his approach, trust in the work, trust in the player he knows he can be while maybe not always putting up the best numbers, but still playing really strong defense or running the bases well or being a really good team. And I think has showed that he'll be able to handle those adjustments as he moves up to the big leagues.
Here's a tough question. What was the most interesting conversation you had with Roman Anthony?
Oof. That's a tough one. I think some of the recent conversations have been, I don't want to say interesting, but, you know, when these guys get to a point when they're having a lot of success, when they're close to the big leagues, I think Roman has said it perfectly. Like, he's trying to improve every day. He has areas that he still needs to improve on while still having a ton of success, while still being, you know, externally one of the top prospects, if not the top prospect in baseball. I think really having him focus on where his feet are is really important. And I know that's a bit of a cliche term that is used often, but the reality is that these guys can improve every day. The best big leaguers in the world are still trying to improve every day, and there's still things that they can work on in all aspects of the game. So I think some of the recent conversations that the organization has had with him, that he's had with our AAA staff, continuing to come in, work hard every day, again, be a good teammate, continue to improve in even the smallest areas. I think his willingness to do so in our conversation with him have been really strong. Again, it just shows the maturity and the understanding that he needs to focus on what he can control and do the best he can when he gets to the ballpark.
Human nature, when you have the entire public saying, screaming and yelling, why aren't you in the majors? Why are you in the majors? Did you sense at all that he was getting anxious? Like, he'll put on a good face, but it's human nature, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's natural for these guys to want to be in the big leagues. We're very lucky. AAA's for us in Worcester is amazing ballpark, large set of fans, great clubhouse.
Prime rib on Friday night.
Fireworks on Friday nights. I mean, it's an incredible environment. But I think when you can taste the big leagues, and I think for us specifically, like, Boston's not that far from Worcester. When he sees Christian up here, when he sees Marcelo up here, other guys get called up, Chase Mydroth, Kyle Teal, these guys get called up. It's hard to not, I can imagine, to say he wants to be up here as well. But again, I think the maturity, his willingness to stay where his feet are and continue to work on, even if there's small areas to improve, whether it be hitting the ball in the air, whether it be just hitting the ball hard, facing lefties more consistently, improve his defense in left field and right field and center field. I think all those things, his willingness to do so, even while knowing he wants to be in the big leagues, and will be in the big leagues at some point, I think was, again, a testament to the kid, a testament to the player that we're lucky to have on our major league roster this
When month. When you break spring training, what is the thing that you said, hey, you know, we want, you said small things, but what are some of the things or thing that you said, we just want you to sort of work on this? These are what you need to fine tune, and more than just, hey, just keep doing what you're doing, because there is always that. So what are some of those things?
Yeah, I mean, I think swing decisions are always an important thing. Having good at-bats, swing it at pitches in the strike zone to do damage. I think that is a pretty consistent theme for our hitters. You know, for Roman, he hits the ball really hard. He hits the ball really hard to all fields, and that's what makes him such a good hitter. I think taking advantage of different counts, different opportunities to really let it eat and pull the ball in the air for damage, I think is something that we really felt like he could do a little bit more of. And listen, he's going to be playing at Fenway Park, the Green Monster. Some of the best left-handed hitters in the Red Sox. Red Sox history have peppered the monster, and Roman does that very well. He is a unique case where the way he hits the baseball so hard, he can drive the ball to left field, drive the ball to center field, and pull side and do damage. But I think there are certain times in hitter counts, different kinds in the game, where I think we wanted him to hit the ball out front and pull the ball with authority. That was something on the offensive side. And then defensively, again, smaller things, whether it be footwork in the outfield, more consistent throws to the bases, maybe some things that might not necessarily be fringy to the fans' eye or people that are watching the game, but I think we felt like he could really improve on the margins and allow him to be a complete player. And then I think always base running too, the small things. You hear AC talk about it, whether it be going first to third, whether it be beating a ball out in the infield, whether it be scoring on home, scoring from first on a ball in the gap. Those small things, take advantage of his athleticism, his speed, his understanding of the game, to be an even better complete player than he already is.
When you see the social media go nutty for the 497-foot home run, right, it's great. Why don't your players hit a 497-foot home run? But it's also, it only amps up the conversation. Like, what was your, as the guy, the farm director, what was like sort of your take? Like, could he just have hit it 430 feet?
I love that he's hitting the ball hard as a pull side homer in the air. I mean, that was great. I'd be lying if I didn't say I got a few text messages after that. Throughout, I think, the city of Worcester saying that they caught the baseball and it was not close to the ballpark. But, I think, again, it's the process again, as I just said. Hitting the ball out front, taking advantage of hitter counts and driving the baseball. It just shows the ability that he has and the talent that he has to be able to do that. It obviously requires a lot of skill. Still only counts for one run or however many runners are on base at that particular time. But the more times he hit the ball out of the ballpark, the better.
Oh really? I didn't know that. No wonder you are where you are.
I mean, usually home runs help the team. So the goal of this game is to score runs, score more runs than the other team. So if he can help with that, I think we'll be in a good spot.
The last thing is, take me behind the scenes of your day when you find this out. Obviously, it happens fairly quick, because otherwise you would have clearly told all Saul. But it happened fairly quick because of Willie Abreu's health. Where were you when? How does that work for you?
Yeah, I was here in the office. Had a couple conversations. Worcester was leaving to go to Lehigh Valley, 3 o'clock bus. And we had a couple things in the mix. Obviously, we made a couple roster moves today. We had to hold the bus in Worcester. I think Roman told the story on TV, but I had to call Trace and say, hey, we have a couple things potentially going here. You need to hold the bus. He asked how long. I said, I'm not sure, but you need to hold the bus.
So you're the one who had to call Chad Tracy, the manager, said, don't let the bus go, right?
Yeah, don't let the bus go.
It's a race against time, though, isn't it? You don't want to be going trucking on the Mass Pike.
No, I mean, we were aware when the bus was leaving, so it wasn't one of those things. We knew it was about to leave at a certain time, so, we were prepared to have those conversations. But, again, there was a couple things that came into play here that maybe we weren't expecting.
Yeah.
Again, having those conversations, making sure we're making the right decision and putting the players, all the players that were involved, interest first, and it ended up with Roman getting the call today.
Must be good to not have Shamokes like me asking these questions anymore. You can say yes.
No, I respect you very much.
Oh, well, thank you for lying. Thank you for coming on.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.